This Illusion, written by Prime Ideal and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. "Matt," said Oliver, "will you play snakes and foxes with me?"
"I'm busy," said Matt. Well, it wasn't entirely a lie. He had to make sure the horse he'd purchased for Tuan was settling in well. And bother Aludra about her night flowers. And maybe, if she was feeling particularly lenient, about a few other things as well. Could he really wait a year for Tuan to forget about what he'd blurted incredulously? Right, they might not have a year until Ran had to fight Tarmon Bloody Gaiden. He saw the familiar haze of colours. Rand was with Min, who looked to be giving him an earful about something. No, no thoughts of Rand. Ask Noel.
"Don't want to," said Oliver. "He's always in a bad mood."
Perceptive for 10 years.
"Do you have a book to read? Riselle would want to know you're studying hard."
"No."
"Right," said Matt, pacing over to the tent that Oliver shared with Julin and Amathera. "Julin, Oliver here says he doesn't have any books to read. Has someone been thieving from your tent? Because I'd need your thief-taking skills, if so."
Julin grinned. "I'd be happy to help, but I don't think there's a need."
He rolled up Oliver's blankets, producing the beaten-up copy of the Travels of Jain Farstrider that the boy had been reading.
"Isn't a thief for miles who would mess it with our band."
"There you have it," said Matt. "Thank you, Julin."
"Don't want to read," said Oliver, tossing the book back with his things. "Noel says Jain Farstrider was nothing but a bloody old fool."
"Noel's a silly old man, and you aren't to repeat that sort of language."
"You do it," Oliver pointed out.
Well, of all the habits the boy could have picked up riding with Three-Eyes Sedai, the anxious ex-Panarch, and the bloody daughter of the 9 Flaming Moons, that was probably worse.
"I'll tell him where he can shove it."
"Shove what?"
"Never mind," said Matt. Nerim was gloomy as ever in the tent he shared with Lopin, Thom, and Noel, while Noel himself was out seeing to a personal matter. Thom, however, nodded politely to Matt as he walked inside.
"Can you teach Oliver to play stones?"
"Can I? I suppose he's a quick study. Will I? I suspect he would not enjoy being trounced, nor letting me win." Matt sighed. Maybe Aludra could do it, if he asked her nicely.
"Has he gotten bored of snakes and foxes yet?" Lopin asked. "I suppose there comes a time for everyone."
"He hasn't," said Matt. "That's the trouble." Noel walked back in, his mouth closed in a sullen frown that hid his missing teeth.
"Right," said Matt. "I don't care whether your bloody cousin tweaked your nose or stole the last biscuit from under you, but you either apologize to Oliver, or you help me find another book in this flaming camp."
Thom gave him a questioning look, and he went on. "Whatever's in that bloody letter doesn't count. If it makes an old man like Thom mournful, I don't want to know what it's going to do to Oliver."
"I would hate to think I'd given Oliver any offence," said Noel, "but I'm not sure what my nose has to do with anything. It might not enchant the women, but this is the one I was born with." "He won't do his reading because you called Jain Farstrider just a... whatever it is you called him. Boys that age ought to have heroes to read about. You can't expect them to be taking in the analysis of Madoc Bloody Comadrin." "The boy's seen his share of grief," Noel pointed out. "He ought to know that just because a fellow writes fancy books doesn't make him a good man."
"This Sonchan might have something he could borrow," said Lopin. "It'd be good for him to learn about different parts of the world."
"The Sonchan didn't exactly have much time to pack," Matt noted dryly.
"You don't need to read to be educated," said Noel. "Why, in Shara, perhaps only 1 man in 10 can..."
"Give over," said Matt.
If half the tales you spin are true, I'll eat my hat. Which would really be a shame, as it's a fine hat. Lands beyond the waste. Isles of the bloody sea folk, indeed.
Perhaps, but I'm still too old to teach a child his letters.
You're too old for a lot of things to hear you tell it, said Matt. Why are you sticking around for people like us who get into trouble?
Noel had to consider that one a moment. Luca draws a good crowd. More call for hearing stories with a travelling show than at the Silver Circuit.
At least Ebo Dar was safe enough. If the Tinkers trusted the Sanchan rule, anyone could feel safe there. Well, anyone but an Aes Sedai. And for all the adventure he'd seen, Noel was not one of those. Maybe he could send him back with Tuon and Seluchia, a sort of honor guard, when he sent them back. Light, he could not wait a year.
Well then, I'm sure his performers probably have plenty of books too, Matt said. Maybe you can borrow one of them.
Noel blinked.
Perhaps, he said, and walked out of the tent.
Burn me, said Matt. I didn't think he'd take me up on it.
You have quite a way with words, Thom said. Was the man smiling? Maybe if some of his Taveren luck helped with women, he'd have a point. But really.
Sorry to disturb you, said Matt, touching his hat as he made for the tent flap. It was a fine hat, really.
If you must, Nerim droned. Better Oliver's reading material than a golem. Outside, any thoughts of dropping by Aludra's wagon were stifled by Tuan's approach.
Why, Toy, what has you up and about so late?
I'm seeing to Oliver's education. Precious.
How thoughtful. Even with a full head of hair, she would not have been the type of woman he found attractive. But why bother going to the trouble of shaving so much of her head, if she was only going to cover it up again?
Light. He'd understand a Kovale before he made sense of the Imperial family.
May I see your ring?
What do you want with it?
Not to steal it. You can be sure of that. I have much finer at home.
Well, she'd kept her word about lesser matters.
Have at it.
Tuon paced over and stared down at the insignia.
How did you come by this?
I purchased it, said Matt. Better she worry about this than the Ashanderay.
At a shop in Ebo Dar.
You're welcome to buy it of me. Tuon laughed softly. That is not needful, Toy, but the offer is kind.
My name, he said, is Matt. Or Matrim. Or Matrim Bloody Cawthon, if you must.
Where I am from, said Tuon. A man must be very peculiar to be spoken of with three names.
Well, there are lots of bloody men in Suanchen, if what Egeanin says is anything to go by.
Leilwin, Toy.
Burn her. The woman even remembered Egeanin's new name, but wouldn't grant him his own.
That reminds me. You still have not told me who Jane the Farstrider is.
Was everyone going to pester him?
I'm not sure I know anymore, said Matt. Man from up north, Melkier, I think, which is Sienar now.
Moiraine had told him stories, but his memory of that time was blurry. Why did a fellow have to remember prophecies and Shadowspawn when he couldn't remember his own travels?
Your nations fade and disappear when the shadow touches them, said Tuon thoughtfully. That is very bad. Something will need to be done about that.
You're bloody right it will, said Matt. Hopefully the kind that involved killing Trollocs, rather than the Sanchan putting every nation under the same throne. Though killing Trollocs usually involved channeling, and that was not something he was eager to get mixed up in either.
He travelled to a lot of different places, wrote books about it.
A writer, you say? You would like our books, Toy. Some of them are written in the great script, what you call the old tongue. You read it well, don't you?
You stay away from my spear, Matt said, or I'll show you some other places I can put it.
Tuan smiled of all things. Perhaps you might, Toy.
Right then, said Noel, making his way back towards the tents.
See that this gets back to Clarin when Oliver's done with it. It's about Arthur Hawkwing, and I reckon he's been dead long enough that no one'll pay any mind if it's off in a point or two.
He glanced over at Tuan.
I hope.
Thank you, said Matt, scurrying back to Julin and Amathera's tent, before Tuan could pester him any further.
Oliver, this is from Clarin. See you don't lose it, or she'll sick her dogs on you.
Clarin's dogs are nice, said Oliver. They wouldn't bite me. But he settled in to read the book anyway, which was all Matt could ask for.
Before returning to his tent, Matt stopped by Aladra's wagon.
Would you be willing to teach Oliver how to play stones? He asked.
Not now. Just some night if he's bored.
I suppose, she said. Though he's a little too young to be a challenge, yes.
I'm not going to play you at stones, said Matt. Tuan would be jealous.
As he'd hoped, she took this as a good joke rather than pester him on what he meant by his relationship with the daughter of the Nine Bloody Moons.
Oliver, Matt decided, had a point. Whatever else Jane Farstrider may have been, abandoning his wife was not unforgivable, and it might even have made sense. Women were just too much bloody trouble.